remember, realize that we're in charge of our divine placement. So this means as we offer ourselves to love, as we offer ourselves to our highest broadcast, we overturn our old reality, our own old consciousness. So the first thing to remember as we wake up from our slumbers, we wake up in the morning to take a moment before arising. So this means before you look for your slippers to make your coffee or your tea or whatever, before you use the restroom, as you awaken, you want to remember you're just like almost like the sun awakening for your daily offering, for your daily entrance, and to offer yourself to love. So it could be love, it could be your higher self, it could be Holy Spirit, could be Jesus, could be your I Am presence. So the words will arrive at will. In other words, whatever feels most appropriate, and it may shift and change over time. But the important essence is to really realize your arrival. Realize that you dictate your connection. You dictate your procession. You create the reality under which you function. So I want to explain this. So just imagine you have an umbrella. You have new engagement where you're offering yourself to love. This means that you're seeing everything from love's advantage, love's direction. So we want to remember that we are consciousness. We are a vibrational being. And so what we tune into, it's almost like, just think of old TV sets, and it's like, which channel are you going to tune into? You have the authority, which means that you have the responsibility to choose love's programming, to choose love's arrival, to choose love's broadcast, to choose love's station. So again, before arising, meaning before you get the feet down on the floor, you're taking that pause, you're taking that consensus to choose love's programming. Because what this does is flip the switch into your arrival, into your horizon. It promotes your new authorization. So when I say new, we want to remember there's a new earth, there's a new reality, there's a new programming. We're not trying to get the old state of consciousness to work, because it's impossible, because it's built out of warfare, it's built out of conflict, it's built out of fear. So greed and all those wonderful energies that we look at saying, you got to stop this. Well, the way it stopped is when all of us tune our attention. And when I say tune our attention, excuse me, we don't really quite understand the power that we're operating out of. We really don't. We tend to feel small and helpless, and what can I do myself? So just think of all those wonderful phrases. You know, it's like the few, the one, are the ones that actually change reality. And it's really true, because they understand that we're all one. So we want to really get into our new bodysuits. We want to really get into our new stardom and direct consciousness from the get-go. So if you jump out of bed because you really got to use the restroom or whatever, it's totally fine. But the second you arrive, so you arrive, and I'm just seeing this big third eye, the second you arrive at your new awareness, in other words, spirit's going to keep kind of, you know, pestering you, like remember to program your consciousness to light, to truth, to love. So this is what our engagement is. This is what our new declaration is. This is what our new arrival is. So right here and right now, feel that sense of arrival, feel that sense of declaration that we are coming alive. So coming alive is into our true energy, to our true ownership of our level of attainment. So again, it's not that anyone's lesser or lower. We all are the same, but we're all arriving at that awareness, in different measuring. So when we have the ability to rise, when we have the ability to say yes, when we have the ability to turn on the light, just imagine like tons of people in a room and they can't see because of the darkness, and you happen to be standing by the light switch. So imagine the power that you have, that you drive, that you carry, that you own in a sense, to take your apparatus, meaning take your will, take your alignment, take your power, take your devotion, so that devotional praise, whatever your word is, to God, to love, to truth, to peace, to our new reality, to our home, because we're creating home on earth. Our home is one with God. Our home is one with love. Our home is just adoration of our completeness. And so what we're doing is we're creating our home in this alignment, in this reality. That is why we are here. So just imagine a room of, I don't know, 400 people, have fun with it, but you're the one that happens to be near the light switch. So you take your apparatus, you take your willpower, you take your desire for change, for love, for a new life, for a new way, where there's no suffering, where there's no pain, where there's no separation, no undoing without. So you take your will and you ignite the sacred flame. In other words, you attest to your love, you attest to your divine presence, and you flip that switch. So it takes will, it takes desire. And when you flip that switch, you're not taking numbers. In other words, it's like, well, did you forgive that person? Did you pay me back what you owed me? You're not thinking of any of that. You're just recognizing that you have the ability to help. You have the ability to serve. You have that easy outreach. You have that arms extension that can lift humanity in broadcast measure. So that means the one that was for your political party, the one that was against, the one that didn't treat you nicely, the one that just shot 10 people, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because in that lower state, remember, we're all unconscious. We're all in the darkness. So what we're doing is fanning that flame. We're bringing all to the recognition of our holy remembrance. Our holy remembrance. That means the person dictating laws that you don't agree with. That means all of us are subject to new alignment, to new growth, to new prosperity. So again, what we offer for everyone, what we offer for the one that we used to consider the wrongdoer, the enemy, the one who hurt us, when we offer love's transmission without blame, without tattletaling, without tallying, simply because this is the proof of ownership. This is who we all are. And we are gesture to good favor. So when we offer that in a blanket arrival, we dismiss all false charges against self. That means you're no longer following your own old tally sheet. So it's a little bit like all your sins are forgiven. But again, sin is like, it's an illusion, because we're operating out of a false self, or we were. So we've passed the time okay, I can't get those words, but the clock's already ticking. So in other words, the bridge is already open. Just imagine like you're waiting for a bridge to open, a highway to open, an exhibit to open. It's already open. So operatings are, it's already set. So the new day is dawning. The new field of awareness is already available. So again, when we come here, whatever it is, we can have six linear problems, or we can have none. We just want to serve the Most High. It's irrelevant. In a blanket sweep of arrival, this new consensus addresses all of it. It addresses it on a linear level, like I really need this to shift, I can't pay my bills, or I can't heal myself, or whatever it is. It addresses it on a linear, and it addresses it on a full exposure, meaning what's going to solve all of our needs in the physicality is really here to teach us who we are in truth. So none of us have been able to solve something in our lives in the linear. So it's like we're stuck. And so what it's alerting us, each of us too, is the fact that the old consensus is outdated. So what used to work, I used to be able to figure out a solution, and now I'm stuck. So this is from the get-go. It's like arriving, because it's our destiny to pull ourselves higher, to tune into a higher alignment, to tune into a higher gaze, to bring ourselves mercy. So mercy is, I don't have to play the game of separation. I don't have to play the game of fear. I don't have to play the game of loneliness. I can tune into the light. I can bathe myself in the light. I can bathe my brothers and sisters in the light. I can bathe Congress in the light. So lifting us up to new association. So as we will receive this golden charge, the golden is the light. The charge is we've been charged, we've been assigned, we've been handed our duty, our assignment. We want to remember that there's no outside cause. So again, we're being handed this from our higher arrival, our higher alliance to Source. We're becoming one with Source. Now with Source, God, I Am Presence, use your words, all is fulfilled. All is fulfilled. Everything that you desired on a higher level to acquire, to demonstrate, to offer is already, they're saying the banquet hall is open. The banquet hall is open. So as we will receive our divine presence, our divine presence, not separate from us, not like we're beggars, our divine presence. So our divine presence, we see sights unseen. We see through spiritual vision. We create a new reality based on love. A new reality based on love. Allow yourselves to receive this on all levels of permission. That means on a conscious level, that means on an unconscious level. That means those energies go out throughout your days. So that energy, because it's all consciousness, it's really all coming from us, is sourcing our conclusions. So it's going out to solve the riddles of the day. So when we arrive in all our interactions, we've already attested to our higher value. So that consciousness, that new arrival, let me serve love, let me solve with the energy of love, is rearranging our platform. So what was to be yesterday, meaning this morning before here we are, we've already graduated and we're walking in new shoes. So feel yourself coming undone. Feel yourself stepping into master sandals. Now these are your sandals. They can be bling, they can just be plain leather, they can be stripes, they can be high top sneakers, they can be platforms, they can be flats, they can be slippers. Master sandals. When you walk, you're walking with grace, you're walking with love, you're walking with light. You're walking with Source. You're walking with your divine remembrance. Allow yourselves to have graduated. Allow yourselves to be healers. Healers of mercy, meaning, let everyone arrive with me. Let my very presence ignite the flame of the heart in all I receive. Knowing that that awareness, that energy, solves our own every riddle. If we stay stuck, we can't serve at all. So it's very important. No one's a martyr anymore. We're dropping martyrdom. You're not sacrificing, you're not serving. To serve another doesn't mean that you have any less. Out of your bountiful harvest, may all come and know their truth. Out of your bountiful harvest, out of your solutions, out of your growth, may all come to know the Most High. Let us receive. Let all become scattered. What I mean by that is, you know, like if you have a grudge, you have an argument, you have whatever, and then just imagine you can't even remember what it was. Just imagine it just leaving your awareness, like it's solved by Holy Spirit, it's solved by mercy, that it's not even around. Allow the miraculous to occur with ease. With ease of transmission. May no house go without, meaning just imagine what you would perceive as your adversaries. Imagine them receiving grace. That's how you get yours. Because as you reside with love, love operates on your behalf. So it is.